I see, maybe we'll put it over here. Where's Todd? We're missing our editor. Oh. Hey, Allie, where's the latest version then? Where's the final version of the communique? Oh, in the chat? Okay.
It's on the website, and there's also a direct link to the...
I got the wrong thing.
Below it,
yeah. I don't use Windows. That's my problem. None of this makes any sense to me. Yeah, just leave. Yeah.
You're going to lose a lot of people who have to leave early.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, put it in the back. Yeah, please. Oh, thank you.
Just tell them no.
Okay.
Tell them where it is.
Okay, thanks.
So, if you scroll to the very bottom. Okay, so.
Sorry? Oh. Okay, great. Okay, hello, everyone. So here we are, final, I guess almost penultimate session or final session, the presentation of the final draft of the communique. So for people who are on the chat session, Ali has posted a link to the Google Docs address. It's in the chat. You can go there, read the final version. It's also up here. And again, the tradition is that all of the attendees of the symposium endorse the communique. There's a sheet at the back near the where the name tags are, and just sign your name, print your name, put your email address on, and kind of saying that you agree with everything said. It's a great job, and we all kind of support all the conclusions that we have all worked on over the past few months. I mean, we've all contributed ideas to everything, and if not text, so if we just sign the back there. If you have to leave before the break, we can do that now.
And people who are remote can express an email to the College of Summit.
Okay, yeah, and people who are attending virtually for the next month can send an email to the mailing list affirming their acceptance of the communique. Todd and Ali, did you want to make any overall comments about the communique?
Well, last night, Ali, myself, and Thomas went through all of the issues that were raised yesterday, the suggestions that were made, and the notes that Ali took very nicely. And we tried to incorporate them in the best fashion we could without serious rewriting, since at least my brain was sort of dead. The communique will be morphed into a journal article. So I do know that others have, in particular Nicola, have been adding additional comments and suggestions to the communique. And we will try to incorporate those as best possible. Ali?
Yeah, so we've collected those comments, and we'll be going through and making those changes after this one. But for the symposium, this is the final communique.
Okay.
Just a quick question on the pretty website. It says the communique is going to be available by April 13th. When are you guys going to put it on the pretty website?
It should be there. I just have to get rid of that. Sorry?
I just refreshed. It's still saying that, but
We have to get rid of that. But it's that is the communique.
You have to get rid of what?
The statement. Well, what's not showing for you?
What?
It's not showing for you?
No, it's not. But maybe it's my iPad. Okay, never mind.
Yes. Okay, where is that?
It's in the chat as well. I posted the link to the...
Oh, it's in the chat?
No, go to the symposium page.
symposium page?
No, maybe even the ontology summit 2012 page.
What is this page?
Just cut everything out. Click the first link on the page.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Rev Ontology Summit and our website. Yes.
Okay, and communique.
Yeah, I got it.
Still says draft.
Right there.
Yeah,
it takes a while. I guess
you're
using Safari?
It says draft.
Yeah, yeah, it still says that, but it's...
Right.
Yeah.
Is it flash?
It's not fully tested. It's an iframe. We can get rid of the draft.
Yeah, so they're just going to get rid of this text here that says that.
What happened to the heading on the web page? Go back up, Michael.
People. It's under people.
What? There is no heading.
What happened to the web page?
It's on people.
What?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants the banana thing.
Up here.
Yes. Usually, when we agree to adopt, we also let the lead editors have the power to make non-substantive edits. So I guess we have to agree to that too. But upon the adoption, could we version that as, let's say, 1.0 or 1.00 and label it as such, and afterwards update the version number from there?
Certainly, but that presumes we have some sort of repository mechanism to hold the versions.
The wiki would keep track of that if you put it on the wiki, because all changes would be tracked.
Well, I was also saying, because it's in Google Docs, we can export it to various formats and put versioning information there in the file name.
I think all Peter's worried about is it's not like necessarily like all the different versions you make, but just some way of distinguishing. This is the version that was written today, and
1.
If you make any
1.
Editorial changes between now and whatever day, that you know, that's 1.1, so it's different than this 1.
Does that mean you don't trust us, Peter?
We'll have to trust you.
One comment, if you look at that last sentence, I think Rex pointed this out, is the last sentence in the communique.
The last sentence in the communique.
Is that spurious? Yeah, at the very end,
Yes.
Time flies like an arrow. Like a banana.
Or was that? Is that Todd?
That's Todd.
We were planning to take it out eventually.
As long as people understand they're not signing in agreement with that sentence. No.
Well, why would you not agree with it?
Ravi.
Maybe we can use that as a challenge. Can you write an ontological model to show how a banana flies?
It's not going to make the font any bigger.
If you like, Leo, that was a verification method to see that people actually read to the end.
Yeah, sorry, we can't make the...
Control and center mouse piece would do it. Sometimes.
If we want to zoom for the projector, it's probably best to do it from the Google Doc itself, because this is embedded in the web page. If you open the other window, it'll be easier to do your zoom. No, I'm not interested. Just for viewing here, we could just zoom on in the browser.
Oh, in the browser. Control plus, all right.
In the document.
Yeah. I mean, it works here too.
Good.
It makes the website not pretty.
Thank you.
Actually, Michael, sorry. If you switch windows.
Yeah, see, this is really strange to me. This is Windows. This doesn't feel right. You go ahead.
I need a Mac.
So I changed the title to V1. Does this work? Is this viewable? I don't actually have any comments.
Well, yeah, I'm reluctant to make any comments, or otherwise it's not going to be hard. Put a little string out.
I think Frank is trying to say something.
Oh.
He's not being heard. Which is true.
Star 7, Frank.
Still can't hear you, Frank.
Still, yeah. No volume, Frank.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
If you look at... So, I have a problem with the last paragraph in section 4.3, which essentially suggests hiding the details of the ontologies and only exposing SCOS. And I find SCOS to be have very vague semantics, broader and narrower.
Yeah, but Frank, the issue here was a suggestion as to an architectural approach so that you don't want to hurt the users, the end users, that is, with the actual ontology itself. They need to see something that's more akin or more they're more familiar with, that doesn't require a great deal of knowledge or expertise.
And SCOS is just an example. It's not the it's being used as a reference point to the level of semantics that the summit participants thought would be most amenable to non-ontologists.
I just think it undermines the whole point of the ontologies, which is to provide precise semantics.
No. To whom, though, and for what purpose? I mean, the issue is, yes, you definitely have to use ontologies, but I don't think an end user wants to see common logic.
You have to define an end user.
A human. Someone who's using something like Google on a regular basis that they're familiar with. It's presented to them in natural language terms and terminology that they are familiar with, and that's what you need to do in order to not have them revolt against it.
If ontologies can't be presented in a way that people can consume them, they will fail. So the common logic is just one presentation of the information.
Well, then I would suggest we advocate the use of controlled natural language. I just think that SCOS is way too sloppy.
So the intent isn't that the end user would be creating an ontology. It's sort of which parts of the ontology semantics they would be seeing. Simon wants to make a comment.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the semantics of SCOS, at least, the draft version of SCOS had correct semantics, the final one, not so much, but it's a different domain of discourse than an ontology for a particular domain. What SCOS is for knowledge organization, that is, for arrangements of documents or information-bearing objects. It's not for the description of what they are. And the broader relation is not... includes a lot of specific relationships that in a true ontology are not true, but for document retrieval are both true and useful. So it's not necessarily what a user should be exposed to. It's just a completely different thing to an ontology. It's a related thing, but it is, if you confuse the two, people are entitled to laugh at you. And Leonard Cohen said it.
I agree. I mean, we've talked about this to some extent, you know, through the 3 months. Basically, SCOS is kind of a vocabulary mechanism, right? So it includes thesauri. So a user should be exposed to that, but we haven't actually, as far as I know, made a distinction between vocabularies and ontologies in this document that would underscore that this is really talking about vocabularies as opposed to an ontology.
Michael?
Well, I think the other point, too, is you're talking here about presentation of the ontology, not representation. And maybe, I don't know if you wanted to say that more explicitly.
I mean, the previous sentence is explicitly about vocabularies. I mean, I think these are the three sentences that Frank has issue with, but perhaps the intent is not being clearly communicated. Peter?
Well, first, it's presentation, but presentation on the front end of a system.
Right.
And the point is to hide on the front end all that ugliness, all that beautifulness, whatever.
That is presentation, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you could just maybe have a word, you know, like something like a simple knowledge organization system, SCOS, which is a system for modeling vocabularies.
Another way to get around is just forget the SCOS thing and just say at most end users should be exposed to terminology with which they are familiar for their domain.
Peter has a comment.
Yeah, I want to move that we just remove that sentence with SCOS, and I think the rest will read very well.
Okay.
The meaning is conveyed.
Oh, just a second. One. Michael?
I don't share in the consensus that ontology should be hidden away from the users. I think, again, it comes down to how you present it. There are ways of presenting parts or extracts or views of the ontology to users. And that's not the same as presenting vocabulary. In our industry, it took us years to wean our users off vocabulary and teach them the importance of meaning. And only when they understand that they're dealing with meaningful concepts can we go back to vocabulary. So that's not really the answer. It's about finding ways of not exposing the users to the kind of geeky tools that the semantic web seems to want to put in front of them, but exploring better ways of doing that. But I certainly don't share in the consensus that we shouldn't be showing the users ontologies. We should. We should just be better at it.
Okay.
I second that.
Right. And my suggestion is we may want to mention controlled natural language as an approach to do that.
Leo?
Plus two. Yeah, so maybe the best bet is to just explicitly say presentation. Some user, a simplified user presentation, blah, 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 interface.
Point of order?
Hold on.
Point of order. Hold on. Do we have three people that would agree that that particular sentence needs to be changed or sentences need to be changed? Let's see. I think the answer is yes. It's a large number of people. So we're going to do some real-time editing now. Well, Ollie's solved that for us.
Is there a motion to strike?
Strike who?
1 hour, all out.
I'm just going to make a note. I'm not going to actually rewrite it right now.
What was the suggested replacement, Peter?
My suggestion is just to remove that one.
So if we take that sentence out,
and was that suggestion to have a different presentation to the user of give the user a accurate but simplified view using diagrams controlled natural language? I think that fuses the two suggestions. I don't know if Frank would agree. I think Mike just said that was roughly what he meant.
Yeah, I think you're making a lot of assumptions about what users you're talking about and the user's context. And so the issue is that the presentation should be appropriate to the user's context, okay? Then you don't get into all this, you know, whether you're going to use controlled natural language or diagrams or all of the above, you know, depending on the context.
Yeah, that's why I asked what a user was. Right. Yeah, it can be anybody.
I mean, if you think of like Siri or something, you don't want to show them anything. You just want them to book the restaurant or whatever they're doing.
Time. So we've got an agreement that we're going to change that sentence, and now the question is something on the form of what Hans just suggested, i.e. Saying that the presentation needs to be contextualized for the end user?
Right.
Is that adequate? Frank?
Well, it should be more than presentation because also you're accepting user input.
Yeah. Right.
That's part of presentation. Yeah. It's usually called
that. No, I mean, because you have to accept the user's input now, whether it's in controlled natural language or whatever. Presentation seems like I'm presenting something from the ontology to the user. If the user's using input,
it's presentation of the system, whatever system is using the ontology.
Ravi?
Okay. Ravi?
My point is that vocabularies are used for more than controlled natural languages. They are also a vehicle for communicating and sharing information among communities of interest or communities of practice. So in that sense, SKOS has wider meaning than just presentation.
Okay, I think, oh, sorry, Leo.
Yeah, what I would suggest is, you know, we're going to be here beyond today.
I was going to say it's the closing.
So, so maybe something like presentation should be relevant to the user's context.
Okay.
Because a presentation is more general, and it doesn't say which users. So
right.
It's generic, I think.
Okay. Removing the reference to SCOS and then making it...
It gets replaced, yeah. Okay. We're done with that then.
Replacing just the middle sentence. We're keeping the first and third sentence there.
I'm not sure there's agreement that there's broad consensus that the details be hidden.
I think there is pretty broad consensus.
I would say the details that are appropriate to each stakeholder. That's part of the presentation. Is present so. I mean, any system, any ontology, any model hides details, right? It's hiding the details that are inappropriate for a user's viewpoint.
And that comes into play when we talk about the context of the user.
So the sense of this does feel wrong. Is it's hiding things?
Right now the details of Google Docs are hidden to me, right? I don't have to look at that. I'm using it for what I want to do.
Right, but what the Google Docs says is completely exposed to you, and that's what's important.
What it says?
I don't hear it saying anything. I'm Leo. I missed on that one.
Yeah, I think his stumbling block is hidden. So maybe, you know, if we just merge that first sentence into something like presentation should be relevant to the user's context.
So I'll combine the first two sentences. Remove the reference to
the details of missile launch should be hidden from people launching the missile.
I think we will move to close this discussion.
Yes, I concur. As editors, that's our prerogative, and we invoke it now.
Right.
Moving on. You don't like bananas? What is this?
Are there any other comments, questions?
Realizing, of course, that the comment period, change request period, ended on Tuesday at midnight.
Leo?
So I would suggest that, you know, if anyone has another real issue that, you know, maybe even stronger than a three-person vote. But otherwise, you know, we've really had a chance to fine-tune this. We should really kind of focus on, you know, have we achieved consensus? And then let's affirm it.
Based on all of yesterday's discussions and the input, I suspect, or it's evident that there is consensus. Otherwise, people would have raised issues. Now, I know Frank wasn't here yesterday. And Nicola probably would have told us more. But as I said earlier, Nicola has provided additional suggestions today. And we told him that the comment period was done, and we weren't going to change the communique for the symposium. However, we will incorporate those changes, and if there are any other suggested changes after this, into the transformation of this into the journal article.
So the comments and the sections are collected here. So just for reference.
Actually, that may or may not be a good idea. If we are publishing this as a communique, it should go out as exactly as adopted. If you're turning this into a different article, then we still wanted to publish the communique, because the communique is something we really wanted to publish.
That's great. Let's work for us.
Yeah, so what we need to do is, you know, this will be the communique, except for punctuation. Minor nits.
Non-substantive.
Non-substantive comments.
Yes.
Changes.
The only substantive change being the one we've all just agreed to? All right.
That's fine. Yes.
I don't think we need an explicit reference to PSL when you're talking about process. Ontologies.
Au contraire. People were asking for explicit examples in more than one comment that we got.
Yeah,
I have problems with that ontology.
That was actually made yesterday, and I think everyone agreed.
Agreed.
Yes.
Right. I think our time is.
We're not saying these are the most brilliant solutions. Don't listen, Michael. But again, people were asking for specific examples, and I think that was a good idea. And this is a specific example. We're not judging its quality or value or anything.
Good talk.
All right, on that note, I will pass it on to Leo for closing remarks.
Okay, I'm not sure where the actual endorsement sheet is. Okay. And remember, sign it just once. No. So I think that we've achieved quite a bit here the last couple of days and over the 3 months. I think the individual tracks, the co-champions of the tracks, the participants in those sessions, and the larger community who responded in email on the distribution list, and the participants at this final symposium, the organizers, Ram and Michael, and the communique editors, have all done a super job, and I also thank you all as a community, actually as three communities. This really was a joint effort by the ontology community, systems engineering community, and big system stakeholders, at least some representatives. So I think that this document is actually a good document, and remember that this is like, if you will, the consensus perspective behind which are a lot of other additional information on these session pages, the synthesis pages, and I'm sure, you know, it will generate additional conversations and email. But also, beyond the month that we're allowing for people to sign this, endorsing this communique, this is, as in past years, these communiques act as historical documents. They show that the community, and in some cases multiple communities like this year, are evolving and actually collaborating, coming together, and focusing on agreements, which is extremely unusual, as we all know, in the world. I think that we should congratulate ourselves for accomplishing this, and I certainly hope that everyone feels comfortable endorsing this and, you know, recommending it to your friends. So I'd like to clap and thank us all for this. We have
Just one more quick comment on summit-related activities that are continuing past the end of today. Just like to remind people that the quality and evaluation survey is up and running, and the link is on the site. So far, in the first 20 hours or so, we've already got 7 responses, and one more person who is trying to respond but has a weird email address. But the survey will be up, and please, if you find yourself in an airport or at home and not being able, just if you haven't clicked enough check boxes in your day, please fill in the survey, and the results that we'll summarize will be available via the website.
Good, good. I agree. I mean, one of the things that's different this year is we have actually multiple products that are the result of the summit. So we have the communique, which we've had in years past, but this year, in years past, we've sometimes begun projects like OOR that have multi-year life. But this year we have the survey, which is a useful product that we can use for multiple purposes ourselves. And we also have, if you will, some of the demonstrations we've gotten, in particular, the kind of Zotero keeping track of relevant documents for each of these tracks. This is something that could be added to after the fact, but is useful as, if you will, breadcrumbs for others. Do we have any other comments? Yes, Ali.
I just made that change into the document, and I want to note that we're making a PDF version available, so if people want to download and print, it'll be easy. It's on the PRETI website, the PDF download.
Good, good. Thank you. Any comments in chat? Ravi?
Will the list of endorsers, as usual, be available later, right?
Okay.
Yes. I want...
Okay, thank you. Peter.
Yeah, I like your part about sort of getting people's friends to endorse. Like we got
we had the comment last year was, I mean, the endorsement was about 100 people, and that's probably around the same number that put work into it. So
yes.
So we want like 1,000 people to endorse.
Yes.
So everyone, please do something. Get your friends.
Start a Facebook page.
Do we have any comments from the chat room? I don't know if Nicole is still online. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry that he could not attend. I mean, he was here in spirit, so... And virtually, yeah. Electronically, and spiritually. okay. Well, I think that we're maybe at an end to the communique presentation, its discussion, and the communique is circulating to be endorsed, the endorsement sheets. If you're virtual, remote, or within the next month, you can say that you endorse it by sending email to the Ontology Summit list and saying that you endorse it. Let's see.
Yeah, yes. I'll probably get the announcement of the communique out on, let's say, the Ontolog invitation list, the IAOA general, and all the places that we usually send our announcements and get endorsement from a wider community than just the summit community.
Yeah, and perhaps even INCOS or something if you have a distribution list.
Right, so other people from other communities, please spread the word.
Also,
OMG, yeah.
Okay, good. Any final comments? Okay, thank you. Thank you. We thank everyone. One thing we can talk about are, if you will, the next steps. Typically what we have is, and sometimes what we try to do actually is capture initial suggestions now. For what the prospective theme might be for Ontology Summit 2013. We've kind of semi-formalized this in past years where suggestions can be made, we capture those. We also have a post-mortem which will basically unpack and talk about our experiences with this Ontology Summit and provide suggestions, provide other ideas for future summit and additional comments. So that'll be forthcoming 2 weeks from now, yeah. So it's already set. Okay, Tuesday, 2 weeks from...
We don't get a bigger recovery period?
April 26th, 12:30 p.m. Eastern?
Same time as
a typical ontolog. Yes, Gary.
In looking at the document, at least the one I'm looking at, it jumps from section 4.3 to 4.5, like 4.4 is gone, or?
I don't know.
Are you sure? The one I'm looking at.
Yeah, maybe just be a numbering. Find your keys here.
You too? Oh, I see it. Okay, I see it. I take it back. I see it.
Okay. For a few minutes then, what I suggest is, raise... A couple months past, we talked about maybe actually having big data challenge for 2013, but it was only incidental discussion. But what we'd like to do is invite some suggestions now for the next year that we can begin to capture people's thoughts about what are, reasonable and good themes for a future Ontology Summit. Yes, over here.
Leo, I just have a comment. I would hope that we'll be looking to the website for the official vehicle, if you will, and the what we've been using, the tools we've been using, as the communication mechanism for this, and that individuals not attempt to take credit for the work that's going on.
Yeah, I second that. Unless you've made the contribution yourself. Yes, Peter.
One thing I was hoping we walk out of here is because this year is like ontologist and system engineers and stakeholders collaborating, is that we could form small teams to tackle the grant proposals that maybe Wendy was talking about. Mm-hmm. And as far as the challenge is concerned, we were talking about 2013 Big Data Challenge, but looks like the NCO beat us to,
yeah.
to it, and they are announcing much sooner. But either way, I think if we could walk out of here having teams that would collaborate, like OOR coming out of this of the summit. I mean, that would be great to have system engineers collaborate with ontologists.
I agree. That would be very useful. So especially if we can, if systems engineers and ontologists can, you know, nearly immediately establish a working group that continues beyond this summit. I mean, it'll ensure that this conversation goes on and that we get actually closer.
So one point that came up at lunchtime was the idea of creating a special interest group, a SIG, within the International Association of Ontology and its applications, particularly because I think this year at the Formal Ontology and Information Systems Conference, FOIS, there will be a special track, or there was supposed to be a special track on engineering and ontologies at the conference. And there will be a special session of the conference, which will be dedicated to a discussion of current SIGs and potential future SIGs. So just checking my email about that. So that's another opportunity. That will be in end of July. That could be between now and then. We could perhaps put together a draft of what a special interest group in engineering and ontologies would cover.
Which conference? AAA?
No, FOIS. FOIS, the Formal Ontology Information Systems Conference. And because it would be a SIG within the International Association of Ontology and its applications. So that might be something we could maybe put together between now and the end of July, coming out of this document we have today.
Yeah, I strongly support that too. And I, you know, if you're not familiar with the International Association for Ontology and its application, we can point you to the information. So there's a lot of information out there, and we would like you all to join if you haven't joined.
Yeah, Michael, could you document that onto the chat, please?
I have had difficulty in the past in paying to European website. It's very complicated. Has that been simplified?
Yeah, Todd, I think you had an example this year, right?
Did you end up being able to pay?
Not able to pay.
So you're still not
of actually paying?
Well, I was for 1 year.
The IAOA.
Yeah,
you cannot.
So I think the issues have been resolved. But
the issue I had was the security of the connection. They now have it HTTPS at least.
So I think it's been resolved, but I'm
okay. I have a perspective, just a very brief one. I saw an example of OOR implementation today to my heart's content. It started in 2008. I hope that the big data and the engineering, systems engineering of big complex systems, would be two tracks that if I'm around to be able to see in 2 or 3 years, very robust repositories, active examples, and contributions. And of particular importance are the stakeholders of those large data repositories, like in healthcare, like in government, and like in NASA for Earth Sciences, etc., that they actually actively use ontology and semantics to narrow down users' interest results.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that if we participate and make that happen ourselves, that indeed it will. So it doesn't happen in a vacuum. We have to make it happen. Yes, Todd.
What's the subject of on the floor right now?
Your question.
No, are we talking about possible suggestions for next year's summit?
Yeah, we're some suggestions. Yes.
Well, one of the issues that has been popped up more than once, and it was made several times today among our panelists, was the ability to auto-generate an ontology from data. I know that's an interesting topic, certainly an open problem. People have proposed all sorts of solutions, and we know currently it really doesn't work that well. I would suspect that would be a very helpful thing. Certainly, it follows on or is aligned with the big data issues.
So what I suggest is maybe add your suggestion to chat. In fact, if you have a suggestion, we want to capture it in the chat room.
Yes. Okay, I have a quick question on that. You mean machine learning of ontologies? Is that what you want?
Do you mean machine learning of ontologies?
Not learning, but generation.
So you
go to a database and you automatically create an ontology, have a nice day, maybe on a, in the same time align it with a Dolce, UFO, BFO, whatever. Magic happens.
So I think it must include some sort of learning, right? It may be very simple learning.
You're talking about inferring an ontology from some other source.
Yeah. Yes. A corpus, who knows?
I do this all the time, at least at the database reverse engineering level in tools like System Architect. Of course, the process by which ontology, the formulae, the algorithms, and the languages have to be defined, but reverse engineering is possible and it looks at patterns and relationships.
Okay, good. Other suggestions? You may not have them now, but when you leave, after you leave, and next week or whenever, feel free to make the suggestion to the list. Yes, Gary.
Well, Nicola mentioned in passing that the idea of having a discussion of the social cultural ontologies, mm-hmm. which sort of surround the natural world ones and are needed for obviously the human interaction.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. In fact, if you could add that to the chat room so we capture that. Yeah, so Mike.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that shared semantics and standards and federation, although they've been covered in two or three previous summits, they're reaching a kind of critical mass now where more and more people are interested in how do they federate, how do they reuse more mature standards that are coming out that are ontologies, like the OMG's date-time vocabulary and things like that. So I know it's a subject that's already been covered, but I wonder if would we do a rematch?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, so SIMF, for example, ONTO, IOP, OR is, in a sense, something like this, too. So if you can make that comment within chat, yes.
Following on the discussion we had at the end, something along the lines of ontology for normal people. In other words, how can we bring ontologies to a level that they're usable by masses? Psychotherapy?
Add it to the chat room, please, because I think that's good, too. Yes.
I think I just
speaker.
Think I put it on there.
Oh, I already did.
The ontology-driven applications in architectures. And I just put on an article by Mike Bergman that talks about that.
Okay. In a sense, we talked somewhat about ontology applications.
Well, architectures more, I guess, is...
Right.
But we talked a lot about models this year. Right. Architecture's a model. Hence, we talked about it. You just want to specialize it, right?
I guess,
or focus
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe focus on it more.
Okay, yes, okay. Please add it to the chat room. Yes, Simon.
I would just like to suggest an extremely unsexy topic, which might be the project management and planning for ontology and semantic-based applications, or I'm afraid to say systems because this is the era of the system, but managing ontology-based projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good suggestion, too. I mean, there's been individual efforts in the past, like Ontocom, if you will, that try to quantify what's involved in that, but it's not... it's really been just a local group. So if you want it larger, that would be a good suggestion. Please enter that in the chat room. Yes, Robbie.
Being at a standards temple, if I may use that word, just to emphasize the metaphor, at such a place, should we also not include the idea of ontologies for measuring standards conformance which encompasses a lot of spectrum.
Okay, well, I'm not quite sure yet what that is, but...
If we could at least take a list of published standards from places like NIST and other standards bodies and examine a product or a process and see if it conforms or uses the standards appropriately or at least uses documented standards. It would be useful for interoperability in the product, for federation, for sharing information.
It's like reference materials. Like.
So it would be a design of an ontology, yeah. Like NIST does test tools, mm-hmm. validation tools, similar to that, an ontology tool for validating standards conformance.
Okay, but as distinct from, we had a previous ontology summit focused on ontologies and standards, right?
Yes, but that was...
So you're describing something that's different than that, right? So
it would be, it may include that as a subset, but this would encompass lot of wider applications, big data, complex systems.
Okay, if you can, characterize that in or write something up in the chat room.
Yes,
we produced a curriculum certification. It's a UCSD on human system integration. We build a list of reference materials that you need that when you go through to do a project. So ontology is probably even ahead of HSI, I would think, and maybe Barry Smith and other people use this document as a reference. Are you doing it correctly? What are the steps that you do it? So and maybe ask Barry and some other people who actually have full-blown programs what reference materials they would use.
Okay.
So... I can contact him. It's not a problem. I could do that. Or Fabian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, yeah, Mike.
Have we actually? We haven't had a summit that really addressed integration explicitly, though, have we? Like, if we had ontologies and semantic integration.
Right. Not integration and interoperability yeah. per se.
I mean, because that was a theme that was, kind of moving along this year, and it kind of ties together some of the previous summits in terms of standards, in terms of making the business case for ontologies. It might be an interesting
Michael?
Theme to tie things together.
I was thinking of suggesting that, but thought it might be too close to this year's.
But doesn't that sort of occur regularly at Semtech? Not in the same fashion as we would do here. There's usually a couple of talks about integrating something or other at Semtech every year.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you recall early on, I think when Corey suggested that cross-track on federation earlier, we thought that it's probably large enough that it could be addressed in a separate ontology summit, federation and interoperability integration. And along with that, the suggestion was also made for the other cross-track, which is quality, that another suggestion might be evaluation of ontologies.
Evaluation, yeah. I mean, another interesting thing that could come out of an integration one would be actually have some challenge problems, like pick some particular domains and or systems to actually do demonstrations to see whether or not ontologies can actually do. And I remember in the early days, so I guess it would have been 93, 94, the precursor for PSL was something called PIF, the Process Interchange Format, which was a DARPA project. And they started off actually really early in the project having what they called the PIF Olympics, is what the phrase they used. And they would actually bring together, everyone had to bring their software tool and then show how the current state of the ontology could support integration or not, translation and things like that. So it was trying to make things less vaporware and more demo. And
I wonder if you could have it in two stages, one where you had a stage where you're identifying the challenge data sets. And the second would be then the challenge of integrating some of those.
Put your mics on so people remotely can hear you too. Okay, good, good. A lot of suggestions. So maybe we'll have 5 ontology summits next year. Well, okay. Any other final comments by the chairs, co-champions, editors, participants, the remote virtual participants? Any comment on the chat room?
If I may, Leo?
Yes.
I do definitely want to thank Ali for his brilliant contribution this year. It certainly wouldn't have come off as well as it has. So thank you.
Thank you.
And Thomas also, who had to suffer through helping Ali with the web pages. Thank you, Thomas.
Peter.
I also want to highlight the track on quality, which started out with one track but ended up with like 3 different deliverables, each of which would have been equivalent to the work of a track. So
yes, so
that was wonderful.
Well, let's thank them too.
Amanda, Mike, and with the help of Simon.
Okay, well, I think we're at the end then, if there are no other additional comments. And thank you again for participating, and let's sign, endorse the communique, and plan for next year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Forgot we should thank Leo and Nicola in particular for the leadership, and I think content is brilliant this year.
Thanks again to NIST and Peter and all the support we got from everybody.
Michael?
I was waiting until the summit, and I'll give you the next.
Gentlemen.
Okay. And also, one of the things that I was thinking about is. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I guess we can shut this down.
Yeah.
Oh, the computer itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. They'll figure it out. They'll probably come and delete all the things in there. So that, yeah. Otherwise, we're having a problem.
Right.
I don't know.